If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
It's interesting, the situation for Mitch McGovern. Slight trade HQ.
Are we starting trade HQ?
Should we move in? Yep. Let's move into that. Like, you know, the number of walkouts from the Adelaide Football Club is extraordinary now because, as we understand it, Mitch McGovern is ready to leave the Crows, and his best options at the moment, from what we can gather, is Hawthorn, who are notoriously very quiet on the... hardly say anything on the trade front.
Just so Hawthorn,
yeah, or Carlton. And they're the ones who will have a lot of salary cap room, clearly, and potentially the draft pick cachet. You know, if they get another priority pick, you know, they can trade that to Adelaide or downgrade pick one, and he would be perfect. Like, particularly, you know, Levi Casbolt's been in and out of the team a bit. Mackay is still developing, so at centre half forward, he would be a great addition to a football club which needs to start winning games.
Could there be any other walkouts? Because Collective Minds are going to do a press conference, the mob who organised their camp today or Monday. Could there be others that leave? Could Eddie Betts be one of those?
I haven't heard that.
Okay.
The interesting one is Brad Hill at Fremantle, which is one that's sort of starting to get a bit of legs. Ross Lyon said he would be surprised if he left, but it's a bizarre one because...
Brad Hardy went with it. He knows that place very well.
Yeah, well, Brad Hill, I think normally when this stuff happens, and if it's totally untrue, normally the player of the club just comes out and smashes
it. He says no.
And that hasn't happened.
What about Luke Dalhouse?
I think he's headed to Geelong on a four-year deal. Story in the Herald Sun on Monday. Mick and Lauren, I think he asked for a five-year deal from the Bulldogs to get started. The Dogs said no, and the Cats have been into him because their small forwards, Lincoln McCarthy, Corey Gregson, have been hard hit by injuries. They haven't had a lot of stability and continuity in that position. So he would be perfect because he tackles, he kicks goals, although he's only been there's only been two or three of them this season. And Geelong could also lose Daniel Menzel to St Kilda on a two-year deal. Geelong's only going to pay Daniel Menzel a one-year deal. So that could be a straight swap. I think it will happen.
Well, yeah. Tom Lynch, we think, is just a certainty to go to Richmond. Julie Bishop and Malcolm Turnbull, they're moving on as well. Dylan Scheel, I reckon Carlton are right up to their necks in this.
This is where it's going to get interesting, isn't it? Because if they're into Mitch McGovern, as Jay says, and they've got that salary cap room, Dylan Scheel, we know he's been open about, you know, that he wants to stay at GWS, but... You know, as we know, anything could happen. I think that's where, as you say, this priority pick situation is going to come into play of whether, you know, they end up asking for one or are given one. If they ask for one, though, my understanding is that there'd be a number of clubs that would just be absolutely outraged if Carlton is afforded a priority pick.
So they should,
given the players that they've traded away over recent years and that sort of stuff. So that's going to be definitely one to watch over the future weeks. But I think a lot's going to have to play into Carlton's hands pick-wise and all that sort of thing. Players, as you say, like Dylan Scheel, maybe changing their mind if they're going to land someone like him and Mitch McGovern.
Well, they get
be
pick
huge.
Two, say. You give it straight to the Giants for Scheel, don't you? Bang, because they've got salary cap pressures.
The thing is, Dylan Scheel is like, we've asked him this for months, and every time he says, no, I haven't even thought about moving. So I think GWS would
maybe we just have to believe him.
Yeah, well, we're trying, but GWS has a tight salary cap, and they're going to have to move... You know, him or a similar player.
Someone on.
Yeah, because they need some relief. Just on the Western Bulldogs also, Mick, yep. I reckon Mitch Wallace might be staying.
Staying.
Yeah, after a chat with Luke Beveridge. But I reckon Jordan Roughhead, I reckon he could be headed out to either West Coast, St Kilda or Port Adelaide.